Drill sergeant in
the
Happy birthday, please.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show.
All right. This is the good one.
First, let's hear another Animal House tape.
Go good.
Sophomore dies in kiln explosion? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
Bill O'Reilly?
I just talked to her last week.
Oh, hold on.
That's the wrong jingle, too.
All right. I like it fine.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Don and Mike show.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
There's a guy we had dinner with.
Yeah, we did.
And he's dead now.
So you like this one? You approve of this one?
Yeah, you know, try and respect, he's dead.
A tribute.
Sucks.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case of loving you, Private Pyle.
His dinner consisted of olives, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Five of them before the appetizer was served.
Good and good for you.
Actually, you know, maybe it was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Maybe 10 olives.
Oh, two per?
I think there were two per.
Well, that's right. A good restaurant, then.
End of discussion. It's now 3:13 East Coast time. Let's start the friggin' hello show. Hello?
Fly.
Oh, well, we can't.
Oh, gotcha. Here we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, right, this is, come on, I don't care what you think. Hey, look at me. I'm talking to you.
Well, it's just
I don't care what you think.
Played an awful lot.
Right.
I think it's a little gay.
Homo. I think it says exactly what I want to say. Coming back after a long four-day weekend.
You got me there. You got me there.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's the Memorial Day. No singing.
Sorry.
No singing.
Boy, it's hard.
Well, let's open the door. Now we start with all the hellos. And
hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Tony. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Mike, no singing.
I'll stop.
Unless we're singing this man's name.
How's your hair water?
Hair water. Beth Ann Runaway Bride. Beth Ann Mick Runaway Bride.
Runaway Mick Bride.
Runaway Mick Bride. Hair water.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dominic and all the ships at sea. Finally, proved innocent of ratting out the Nixon administration.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Onimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin.
Hello.
And let me just be the first to say.
Hello.
On this very, very busy day. Who gives a rat's ass? It's a guy I never heard of before. The Deep Throat guy?
Yes, right.
Screw him.
I am disappointed. I wish it was a more well-known figure.
Screw him. Who's Deep Throat? What's his name? Will who?
Phelps.
Might as well
Phelps.
Be Will Ferrell, for goodness sake.
Was it Will Phelps?
F. William Phelps.
Oh, William. F. William Phelps. That's what Phelps. I say, F. William Phelps.
Or is it William?
I don't think it's William.
Felt William.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's Deep Throat, and that's a big story, right?
He says, sure it is.
Well,
he hasn't been confirmed yet by Woodstein.
No, he just says he is.
Because Woodstein says they're not going to say it until he's officially dead.
Yeah. Yeah, and who knows whether this is just a ruse. I mean, you're talking about people that are sneaky anyway.
But he was the leading candidate all along, it turns out.
Yeah.
And he had dinner with Woodward or Bernstein.
I don't care. Ago. La, 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 la.
Number two guy?
La, 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 la.
At the time, I think number
la,
three.
La, la, la.
Eventually, he would become a nice number two.
Everybody, it's Don and Mike show. Wheels are starting to come off, and it's a new episode, Mike, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
05-3105.
I got a Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz Mike. No singing, please.
Sorry.
No, it's not retarded.
All right. Don and Mike show. New episode on this, I want to say Monday, but it's Tuesday, right?
Thank you.
You can call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And... WJFK in Washington. You can call us at 202-432-1067.
Yes.
All of your bitches are back. After an energizing four-day reprieve.
Well, let's not get crazy. It wasn't exactly energizing.
4 days with family.
Yes.
And more family. And more family.
Ah, yes.
Ah, family.
Plus, it's a holiday without family. Yeah.
We are family.
Family. And now we're away from
it. Yeah. Thank God. I was almost going to come in tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yesterday. Yes. I keep thinking today is Sunday and tomorrow is Monday.
Hi, Michael.
What? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don. I'm Michael. How'd your little kitty do over the weekend? Is it alive or did it croak?
That's a question, I believe, directed to you, sir.
The cat is alive.
Good.
Hey, good kitty.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
For some, the holiday continues.
Yeah.
Nothing like starting the whole brand new week with an ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Calling to give you the Rochester weather report. It's supposed to be pretty sunny all week long.
Sir, we're not coming up there.
Yes, you are.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that you people are now calling us every week to tell us the weather forecast.
Wait a minute. Picture this, though, Don. We broadcast live from our AAA baseball stadium. Well, I'll even come down and help out a little bit. I got a little bit of a radio background. You guys need my help.
We can use the help.
That is
I'll pull some strings. You guys could maybe, you know, meet the mascot, the Red Wings.
I was going to ask now, Spike. What's the mascot name? Spike?
Spike, it's the Red Wings? That's the name of the team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the major league club that the Rochester Red Wings are associated with?
The Minnesota Twins.
Ah, the Twins.
Pretty
good ball club.
Yeah,
for an American League club, they're okay.
Triple A, yeah.
Set a record and everything. I can pull some strings. Maybe you can meet him.
Triple A?
I'll do my best.
Is it Triple A?
We don't have to keep saying that, but yes.
Okay.
Well, let's just be, you know, that's any good if you're going to go see minor league baseball. You're seeing the best minor league baseball.
You guys can sleep in my parents' basement. I'll arrange everything.
We're not coming to Rochester this week.
Yes, you come.
No, we're not. Thank you for the call.
The weather's perfect.
Thank you, though.
I tell you, he keeps sounding better and better every time he calls.
Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, we are. Hello.
Guys, listen. Don, you've had the cat how long? 13 years?
13 years, sir.
Never witnessed you? You've had Big Frida how long?
Big Frida's been with us about 2 months.
It's Big Frida going in the shoe, not the cat.
Oh, going in the shoe. You mean going in my wife's shoe room.
Marking her territory.
So you think it's my mother-in-law.
I think you locked Big Frida up in the laundry room next time you leave.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Everybody's got an opinion about that topic.
It's obvious to me the listeners have recharged their batteries.
You know, it was a long holiday weekend, and much of it, I don't have to tell you that, much of it I'm not going to disclose here because, well, frankly, that's why I have a psychiatrist. But I will tell you about a couple of things that happened on the long weekend. I'm amazed at the people that listen to this show, and when I go somewhere, like after we got done with that crap on Friday, we went to Ocean City over the weekend, City, Maryland, America's favorite beach.
Right.
And, oh my, it is, in my
very
opinion.
Very popular.
I'm in my car.
It's a new slogan they're using, isn't it?
America's favorite beach. I'm in my car. I'm on my way to the ocean. This is Saturday, early on Saturday. Now, I'm just driving along. I'm not bothering nobody, not doing nothing. Got my sunroof open, the windows open, listening to some tunes. Pull up to a stoplight, and I just get the feeling that there's a truck next to me, and the guy, you know, you get that feeling somebody's leaning out and looking at
watching
you?
Yeah.
So I look back at him. And
like
right
Rockwell.
Away, like what? Somebody's watching. Thank you, Mike.
So. Thank you. You got me all ramped up when you did Stump the Stoop last week.
So I am I'm in that super, you know, paranoid like I always am, the road rage thing, and I turn around ready for a conflict, and I look at the guy, and I just see him half leaning out of his truck, and I go, "What?" And he goes, "Don?" If the guy's out there, call and I'll give you a prize, but I'm not going to divulge the color of the truck or where this happened to make sure that it's him.
Right.
Because this I don't know. How you could be driving along a highway, and once I realize that the guy is a fan, I'm looking at him, and I say, I'm yelling at a guy in a truck. I go, "How'd you know it's me?" And all I get is, he's giving me thumbs up now.
Yeah.
Love the show!
That's nice.
Love the show!
Really
so I put my hand up through the sort of, I give him the old thumbs up, and he gives me
a good feeling.
Doo, doo, doo,
It's a good feeling after that.
And I drove about 700 miles an hour after that.
Sure. Trying to get away. Because once the exchange has happened, you want to get the hell out of there.
Because
then you're on and you feel like you have to be nice to him if he's next to you.
Listen, I'm not Brad Pitt in many ways. We could write the book. First, go to the website, look at my picture. I'm not Brad Pitt. I'm not a movie star. I'm a dumb disc jockey. But it's amazing to me that a guy from inside his truck would look down in my SUV and have to be like looking through the sunroof and recognize my bald spot.
It's very, very
unique. I don't have those tags that say I'm a DJ or anything on my car.
Not anymore. Not that I haven't tried to talk you into it.
It say radio guy.
Weren't you wearing your Don and Mike t-shirt? And drinking from your mug.
Drinking out of the mug.
Of course. Of course, Bruce. Then, over the weekend, again, just out walking my dogs in Ocean City, not even near where we have our place. I'm blocks away, just walking the dogs. There's a family that's getting out of their car, and they're piling all the crap on the street to make the trek to the beach.
Right.
I'm on the other side of the street, walking the dogs, and I hear, "Hey, where's the cat?" That's what the woman said.
Ah.
Where's the cat? Now, I think she's commenting just because I'm walking with two dogs. Uh-huh. Like, you know, she's been making
a cat. Yeah.
And I'm across the block from this broad. So I go, "The cat's at home." You know, like I would say to any stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And any stranger on the street.
Any stranger, because I'm not one of your fans.
And then I continue walking. And she said, "Well, we were all just real curious. Because we'd heard on the radio on Thursday the cat was being locked up in a room." You know, again,
the cat seems to be top of mind with people.
But that's great. I really don't mind it when people come up. I'm rather shy and a jerk like that. But
it feels good.
Yeah, I just don't get it, though. How would you, first off, how would you know it's me? You know, maybe a block away, okay, someone's a real listener. But that truck driver, guy's got to call in, because I got to know. How the hell
did it make you a little bit paranoid? You were in your car. You've talked about your car before. You had a cigar with you, probably. I'm guessing that's where you had the sunroof open.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's seen your picture. He's gone to the website.
The bald spot we've talked about on the show.
Shut up, you.
We have talked about it on the show.
Puka shell. Listen, it's no bigger than an egg, though.
That's right.
The bald spot's no bigger.
All right. Yeah, let's just...
All right, go ahead. All right, a large...
An ostrich egg.
An ostrich egg. Okay. That's fine.
Hey, but you know, it's not like you're doing, going through hoops to cover it up.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like Larry King.
No, it's there. Listen, trust me. It's there. Oh, and at this family thing that I was at yesterday, I probably shouldn't mention this, but there are enough people there that I can mention. There's one member of the family who definitely needs to stop the comb over.